Even with a playoff spot under lock and key, there was no need for Canada's team Brad Gushue to ease up on Wednesday afternoon at the Pan-Continental Curling Championships in Lacombe. The men's team from St. John's, NL, toppled Australia's team Hugh Milliken, 2-4, by a score of 13-8 at the Gary Moe Auto Sportsplex in its lone game of the day. The win keeps Skip Gushue, Vice Skip Mark Nichols, second Brendan Botcher, led Jeff Walker, alternate Adam Casey, coach Jeff Hoffart and national coach Jeff Stodden, undefeated at 6-0 with one game left in round-robin play, according to a release from Curling Canada. As a bonus, a 5-4 South Korea win from Team J-Bomb Lee, 2-5, against China's Team Zhao Ming Shu, 4-2, means Canada has earned the top playoff seed and will have the hammer and choice of stones through the playoffs. It's always nice to go into the playoffs that way. We've got one more game tomorrow, so that's what we're going to focus on now. Hopefully we can go in undefeated, but we're going to give it our best tomorrow either way, said Hoffart, who is in his first year of coaching with Team Gushue. On Thursday morning, Gushue's final game is against China at 9 a.m. Joining Canada in the men's playoffs are China, Team John Schuster of the United States, 5-1, and Japan's Team Shinya Abe, 4-2. Japan earned the final playoff spot this afternoon with a 9-1 win against New Zealand's Team Anton Hood, 1-5, while Team Schuster took control of second place in the standings after a 9-3 win against Team Ken Shu of Chinese Taipei, 0-6. In Canada's game against Australia, Team Gushue scored 2 in the first end to kick the high-scoring affair into gear. Australia replied in the second with fourth rock thrower and mixed doubles Olympian Dean Hewitt making a draw to the 4-foot-for-3. Team Gushue scored 3 in the third with a draw, but every time Canada tried to creep ahead of the Aussies, it found a way to counter. I think with the amount of curl you never felt safe. If you had a rock top 8, you could bury around it, so that usually leads to more rocks in play, Gushue said. There was always just a glimmer of hope for both teams that if you could make a good draw or a good freeze that you could set up an end. I think that just encouraged lots of rocks in play. Tied 7 apiece, Canada pulled away in the 7th end with a score of 4 against the Australian team led by Steve Johns at skip. Milliken was on the bench for this game as part of the team's 5-man rotation. On Australia's last, Hewitt attempted a hit but feathered off a stone in the top 4 foot, rolling his shooter away and knocking an Australian stone out of scoring position. Australia would score a single in the 8th end, but Team Gushue put the game away in the 9th end thanks to an incredible double-raise double by Gushue, leading to a score of 2 and a concession from Australia, continued the release. While the teams competing in the playoffs are settled, there's still a carrot at the end of the stick for non-playoff teams. The top 4 finishers, excluding Canada as hosts, earn berths to the 2025 BKT Tires World Men's Curling Championship, scheduled for March 29 to April 6 at Moose Jaw, Sask. Australia and South Korea will battle for that spot in tomorrow morning's final round-robin draw. The men's semifinals start on Thursday night at 7 p.m., with the winners advancing to the gold medal game Saturday at 10 a.m. and losers playing in the bronze medal game on Friday at 2 p.m. In women's action, Ottawa's team Rachel Homan has qualified for the playoffs and ends the day with a 7 p.m. game against Mexico's team Adriana Camarena, 1-4. All games are being streamed live on the Curling Channel. For tickets, head to www.lacombecurling.com.